Our last stop is in the Baltic port city of Riga, the capital of Latvia, where Ella Levitskaya met Feige Kill in 2004. Back in 1941, Feige's father, Isaac Eismann, was a neurosurgeon. His wife, Toby Leia, a housewife. They had four children, and Feige was born in 1935. That made her 6 years old when war came to Latvia.
On the morning of June 22, 1941, Germany attacked the Soviet Union. Father was drafted into the Soviet Army. He was a military doctor and a surgeon, so they called him up immediately. As he was leaving, Father made Mother promise that we would evacuate, but she was against it. Father was adamant. He said that the Germans were going to kill Jews. But back then, very few Jews in Riga thought that the Germans would do that. They remembered the German army from the First World War. I guess it was about a week after Father's departure, when the Germans were fast approaching Riga, that Mother decided we'd better leave town. This is my most indelible memory of that day. We were hurrying to the train station where a lot of trains with evacuees were set to leave. Mother carried my younger sister Liba in her arms, and my brother Moisha and sister Golda and I ran alongside. When we turned into Elizabeta Street, just next to the train station, there was a shooting from one of the houses. Those were Latvians because the Germans hadn't arrived yet. There was an old lady who was coming from the market carrying a jar of milk. She was hit by a bullet. She fell, her jar broke, and the milk spilt. There was a puddle of milk on the pavement, and it mixed with her blood. I didn't understand. I was just standing there agape, staring. Mother grabbed me by the arm and we ran. I don't remember much, but I will remember that poor old lady to the end of my days. We got on the train, and it left. Eventually we reached a town called Jelgava. I will always remember the name of that station. The station was bombed by German planes. When the air raid started, everyone scurried out of the cars and stampeded in different directions. I got separated from my family. I was really scared. There was a clatter, explosions, fire, sobbing and screaming. I hid in a crater. When it was over, when the planes flew off, I saw burning cars and people lying on the rails by the cars. I walked around and looked for my family, but couldn't find them. Then people in railway uniforms came to collect the survivors. Someone grabbed me and we were taken to another train, and there I was, without my family.
Feige would hardly be alone having her life upended by the Germans. Around 95,000 Jews had been living in interwar Latvia, and of those, about 43,000 had been living in Riga. Latvia's 20th century story is similar to that of the other Baltic states. It had gained its independence after the collapse of the Russian Empire and the end of the First World War. It would hold that independence until Stalin's armies occupied the Baltic states in June of 1940. 1 year later, during Operation Barbarossa, when Feige and her family fled, about 66,000 Jews in Latvia didn't, and they would be murdered.
We were heading to some place in Ukraine. But at Zolotonosha station in the Poltava district, we were bombed again. The train stopped. We were rushed out of the cars to wait for the bombing to end. But suddenly we were surrounded by German soldiers. I only vaguely remember what was going on. The Germans had us walk towards the forest. There were long trenches as if for laying pipe. We were put in a line. Soldiers with guns stood across from us. They started shooting. People fell into the trenches. I also fell on the corpses, but I was not wounded. Maybe I fell out of fear. Maybe I was confused. I was lying among the dead. When it grew dark, the Germans ordered local peasants to bury the corpses. One lady noticed that I was breathing. She picked me up and took me home. Of course, that lady, her name was Galia, was taking a risk. If the Germans had found out that she was hiding a Jewish kid, she would have been shot along with me. But I didn't understand that then. She put me in her cellar, where she kept jars and all kinds of jams. She laid out a mat in the corner where I had to stay for days and nights, like a puppy. I could not go anywhere or speak out loud, because the neighbors were not supposed to know that she was hiding me. Aunt Galia came to me to give me food and talk with me. And as I learned Ukrainian from her, I understood that when the Germans were attacking the town, her own daughter was killed by a stray bullet. Maybe that's why she decided risking her life for me. She gave me the clothes and shoes of her daughter, and Aunt Galia looked after me because I was crying constantly. After a while, when I calmed down, Aunt Galia started taking me outside at night for me to breathe some fresh air. Otherwise, during the day, I was in hiding. And that was my life for 28 months. In the fall of 1944, there was fighting around Zolotonosha. Then one morning, Aunt Galia came to me and said that the Soviet army was here. The Germans were gone. And I didn't have to be afraid anymore.
Feige was taken to an orphanage where she found her younger sister, Liba. The two of them remained in Ukraine, and in 1949, they heard the news. Their mother was alive and waiting for them in Latvia. As for their father, Isaac Eisman served as a frontline surgeon during the entire war. He was with Soviet troops on the very last day of fighting when his division took the Reichstag in Berlin. Just afterwards, Isaac Eisman was shot and killed by a sniper. Feige's younger brother, Moshe Eisman, disappeared that day in Jelgava, never to be found or heard from again. Feige's sister Golda had found her own way back to Riga, and Golda moved in with friends. That means that Feige, Liba, and their mother started life over together in Riga, and here's what Feige told Ella Levitskaya.
We started going to the synagogue again. And on the holidays, there wasn't even room to swing a cat in there. On one Jewish holiday, I met Yakov Kill. He was from Dvinsk. We liked each other. We fell in love. We had a religious wedding in 1959. And we soon had a son and a daughter. We both worked. Yakov was a skilled mechanic and I was an economist. But I lost Yakov in 1992. My children moved to Germany and Israel, but my grandson, Semyon, has come back to Riga, and I see his children all the time. There are good things here. Latvia became independent in 1991, and our Jewish community was re-established. It's a second home for me. We have a club for seniors, Rahamin. It's led by Hannah Finkelstein. We have a choir. We meet and sing. We're like a family. But I also help. After all, there are people older, lonelier, and sicker than me. So I look after this woman, but I won't tell you her name. She is completely alone. I take her for walks. I do some cleaning for her. I go shopping, and I do a little cooking. You see, I want to do good for people. Maybe it is because I was in an orphanage for 5 years after the war. Maybe it's because of my Aunt Galia. That's why I'm always there when someone is in trouble. I can say it this way. Where life is good, I am not needed. If you do good for people, God will reward you. And sooner or later, people will be punished for bad things. Am I not right?
We caught up with Feige in 2021 through her grandson, Semyon, who also lives in Riga. And here's what Semyon told us. A few years ago, Feige came down with sepsis. And the doctors told Semyon that even if Feige had been an Olympic athlete, she would have a 1% chance of surviving. Semyon's response, he told the doctors, "You don't know my grandma." And although it took 6 months, Feige Kiel walked out of that hospital. "Now that's amazing," I told Semyon. His response, "But wait, Grandma got COVID last year." I said, "Well, that's awful. What happened?" Semyon Kiel just laughed and said, "Once again, I had to re-educate the doctors." On June the 4th, 2021, Feige Kiel turned 86, and her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren were all there to celebrate it with her. Just look on the show notes of this podcast to see pictures of their event, and you can also read Feige's Centropa interview.